General discussion is the next item. I want to start off by bringing up the question of availability for the August 22nd conference call. Commissioner Holtzmiller, are you going to be available?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And I've write down who I know is not going to be available. Commissioner Schmitten, are you available next Friday? Commissioner Carpenter, you said you would be. Commissioner Kehoe.
Yeah, that's correct, Madam Chair.
Yes, and Commissioner Kehoe, you will be available.
Yes, that is,
yeah.
is correct.
But Commissioner Caney may not. He's on the road. So we're trying to pull together a picture of if we can form a quorum for next week. We'll keep working on that.
Madam Chair, Commissioner Schmitten will try to be.
Okay, good. Are you going to be fishing again next week?
Yeah, every day is open. No, actually, I'll be at Fort Flagler.
Okay, okay. All right, any other topics to bring up?
I have one.
Okay, Director Anderson.
Thanks. We have had a sheep depredation event from wolves confirmed. This is wolves that are associated with the Huckleberry Pack, which is located in southern Stevens County. Over the course of a time period that went from August 2nd or so through August 14th, there have been 23 sheep that have been found dead in out of one operator's herd.
Wow.
14 of those have been confirmed that they were killed by wolves. They were confirmed just a couple days ago, and those sheep were killed on August 11th and 12th. We also looked at we have a GPS collar on one of the males in that pack, and the locations that we received from the GPS were directly on top of where these sheep were killed. We have done a number of things in response to that. This operator has a flock of about 1,600 sheep, and they're on leased property of Hancock Timber Company. The operator is in the process of moving all of the remaining sheep to another location, but obviously that's going to take a few days, maybe up to a week. In the meantime, we have staff on site. They were there last night, throughout the night, doing everything that they could to keep the sheep separated from the wolves in the event that they come back. They've got, everything from paintballs to rubber bullets to try to deter any activities of wolves that might threaten those sheep. We also have a contract range rider that has been deployed up there, and he'll be starting there today. And we'll have him there for 5 to 7 days or longer, depending on the need. The operator may be eligible for compensation. We're working with the producer to determine which non-lethal actions that he may have taken up to date, and also looking at any other non-lethal measures that we may ask him to do in addition to the things that we're doing. I don't know for certain right now whether we had a damage prevention cooperative agreement with this operator, but he's every report that I've received that he's been very cooperative, including of course being willing to move his sheep to a different location. He originally thought that the when he first found the few sheep that had been killed, he thought they were cougars, but would put a hound, Wildlife Services put a hound hunter in the area, and his hounds didn't pick up any scent from cougars, but did observe the large canine tracks in the area, which then prompted us to get our wildlife conflict specialist up there with the hound hunter to investigate the scene. So that's an ongoing situation that's just come up in the last few days.
And refresh our memory about where Huckleberry Pack is located.
It's in the,
is that in the east part that's delisted federally or not?
I'm going to say yes. It's in the southern part of Stevens County.
Okay.
I'm almost certain that it's in the area that's not currently under federal listing. I don't have a map in front of me, but...
Director Anderson, this is Commissioner Keeney, and with that many sheep, I would assume they had herders out. I mean, typically, that many sheep just aren't left out on the landscape by themselves. Was that the case?
I hesitate to confirm that I because I don't have firsthand knowledge. I would, you know, you would certainly think so with 1,600 sheep out there that you're going to have herders out there, but you know how many and when they were there, I don't have any specific information about that.
Okay. And is that collar on that pack a WDFW, or is that tribal? I just can't. This isn't on tribal land, then.
No, it's just, it's close to the reservation boundary, but no, it was one of our collars.
Okay. Thank you.
Madam Chair, this is Commissioner Holzmiller.
Commissioner Holzmiller.
Bill, thank you. Phil, on a deal like that where there was 24 sheep killed and 14 of them were confirmed, if there is compensation paid, is it paid on the 24 or the 14?
That's another one that I'm hesitant to answer. There are provisions that if you see one, you can assume that maybe there were two, and so the compensation can be more than what was actually observed. But it will be, I believe, the determination will be relative to those kills that were confirmed. I think there's some flexibility depending on the set of circumstances in the particular case. I don't have that information right in front of me.
Okay, thank you. No, I was just curious because being a producer, you're going, well, the other 10 probably didn't die of old age, but you were just wondering if you were get paid for them or not.
I had one other question, Ms. Director.
Commissioner King.
Yeah, thank you. I would also want to know, it sounds like the telemetry data was a fairly hard evidence of where the wolves were when sheep were killed, and I assume there's a lot of groundwork has gone on as well with necropsy and looking at carcasses. So is that the case?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, the telemetry was just a secondary indication that they were there. I mean, the fact that they were there doesn't mean they were, that the wolves were responsible for the kill. No, this came as a result of necropsies. We've also communicated with Carter Niemeyer, and who also, I can't remember his exact words, I don't know that I've got him quoted here, but he was consulting with Carter, and who's currently under contract with Washington State University, and they agree that the 14 that were found dead and were in a condition where we were able to perform a necropsy were killed by wolves.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Any other items to bring up? I did want to mention to the commission that Director Anderson and I and Deputy Director Storr met with a private firm specializing in executive recruitment yesterday. I was very satisfied with the conversation that we had. This firm has vast experience in recruiting at the director level and many other levels in our state government. So I suggested that we go forward with developing the contract so that we can begin the recruitment process soon. And we'll be trying to establish a timetable, a schedule for the commission meetings that will be required. So I want you all to be prepared that we may need to get together in October, late October, possibly, to start the interviewing process. But we'll try to spell out in more detail the whole process as we focus on that issue in the next week or two. Some of the questions that will be posed to the commission, and the commission will be involved through every step to the extent that you want to be, but we'll be looking at the position description, the qualities of the director, the questions that the interview questions that we want to pose. We'll be asking for public input on all of those items. And one of the key questions for the commission is how much do you want to be involved in looking at all of the applications that come in? Do you want to authorize, delegate to the executive committee working with the recruiters to winnow out a short list of finalists? Or yep. Do you want to just turn that over to the recruiting company? And then to what extent do you all want to be involved in the interviews? So those are the questions that we'll need to pose to you in the next, I'd say, couple weeks. Commissioner Caney, were you about to say something?
I think it was Commissioner Smitten.
Oh.
Madam Chair, I really appreciate you getting out and other commissioners and working on this early. It seems like last time personnel, the field is broad. It may have been well over 100, narrowed it down to something like 30. Then it might have been, you'd know better, but the executive group whittled that down to about 10, and the entire commission went through those 10. Is that accurate for how it was done in the past?
Yes. We did receive quite a few applications from people who the recruiter felt didn't meet the qualifications. So those were set aside, and the commission was given the opportunity to look at all those discarded applications. And I don't think anyone had any complaints, any applicants to bring forward from that list that they thought should be looked at. But it was possible for the commission to look at anyone. So we went with the shorter list provided by the recruiters. That was the list of people who qualified. And then from that list, we developed a short list, I think it was 6, and interviewed all of those candidates, and then winnowed that down to 2, brought those candidates back, and made our choice. So the full commission was engaged in preparing the short list, deciding upon the short list from the qualified candidates. And I envision that that's the process this group, this commission, will want to pursue again. We also will have the assistance of Bill Freymeyer throughout this process. I can't remember how many days we spent interviewing, but each interview was 2 hours, 3 hours long, and each commissioner got the chance to ask a question. It was conducted off-site, so because we try to assure the confidentiality of all applicants. Much of the recruitment process can take place in executive session, meaning closed session, in order to protect the privacy of the applicants. But when we have our discussion of the merits of each candidate and the rationale for selecting one over the other, that has to be done in public session. So last time we went in and out of executive session, public session, in a fairly complicated process. But Bill Freymeyer helps keep us on track to distinguish the topics we can discuss in executive session versus the topics we have to discuss in public session.
Madam Chair, this is Commissioner Keeney.
Commissioner Keeney.
Yeah, I just had a quick question, not being involved in this before. Is this a total commission decision, or is the governor's office involved as well, or how does that work?
Under the law, which I don't have in front of me, this is a decision of the commission. The legislature directed that the commission hires the director. That said,
we will have a lot of work to do.
That said, I was just going to say that we welcome the advice and support of the governor's office. I was contacted by a person in the governor's office who offered support, made it clear to me that they see that they have a stake in our decision, because they want to make sure we hire someone who is competent and will not create problems for them that are unnecessary. So I assured them that we will look forward to working with the governor's office. We appreciate their help. We have respect for their authority and their role. I think we'll have further conversations about how it is that we can bring the governor's office into this in an appropriate way. That's all I can say at this point. One of the strengths of the recruitment firm we spoke with yesterday is that they recruited for this governor most of his cabinet. So they have a high degree of familiarity and a good working relationship with this governor. They've also recruited for prior governors. So I think it's, I'm thinking that this is the right firm for us to contract with. They're pre-approved by the state, so we do not have to go through a bid process, which means that we can get started right away. And it's a short timeline for recruitment if we want to see this person, this new next director, overlap with our current director.
Madam Chair, I'm sorry to interrupt. This is Commissioner Kehoe. I have to sign off. I have another meeting I have to go to.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Madam Chair, this is Commissioner Holzweiler.
Go ahead, Commissioner Holzweiler.
Thank you, ma'am. The overlap, I think, would be huge. There again, this kind of still being the newbie on the board, I see a lot of good. It isn't as if we got to make some wholesale changes in the department. Personally, I would love to see a lot of things that are going on continue. So I think if we could get him hired or get the person hired, and they could spend some time with Phil, I think it would really help in the new to go forward. So I would really like to see if we could get that done. Thank you.
That's why we're moving fairly quickly to get this process started. There's quite a few steps. We reach out to a lot of stakeholders, but this time, unlike last time, we have a very, very good up-to-date position description. We have a lot of the documents from the last search, the questions, the interview questions, so we don't have to start from scratch. And that will, I think, accelerate. The recruitment firm did think it was possible to recruit in the timeline that we've set, so we're hopeful, but it will depend on commissioners being available for interviews, so stay tuned. We're looking at, I don't know that we can get this organized by late September, but certainly in October, early, middle, I know opening days, hunting season occurs at that time, so we'll talk with you as we get this set up. Okay, anything else from anyone? General discussion topics? Okay, well then we'll adjourn this meeting and we'll talk again next Friday, the 22nd.